The conflict between the United States and Iran will hit the 100-day mark on Monday, with the latest exchanges of fire testing a fragile ceasefire. The US targeted Iranian drones and radar sites, while Iran fired missiles at American military facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain. Despite the latest attacks, ceasefire talks remain underway, although both sides have accused each other of undermining efforts to reach a lasting agreement. Middle East expert at the London School of Economics, Fawaz Jurgis, says the war's impact is being felt well beyond the two countries involved.
Because what Iran tried to do, what Iran has tried to do, is to increase the costs not only to its Gulf neighbours, but also to the global economy. We need to keep in mind that you have more than one-third of energy resources in the Gulf, and the United States has about 50 or 60 or 70,000 American troops stationed throughout the Gulf. So the Gulf states are really in the thick of it.